Most Sonoma County High School students are back on their respective campuses now, beginning a new academic year. But for a handful of area teens, the new school year starts next Tuesday at a brand new charter high school. The Arts and Ethics Academy is a project of Routes for Youth, the Santa Rosa nonprofit agency that also operates the local teen court program. Diane Foster is executive director.
Our charter distinguishes us as a small learning environment that focuses on the arts, very rich arts curriculum that's integrated and tied to social justice.
The school will be small by design because Foster says that intimate learning environment is something a lot of students are hungry for.
Many young people really desire more individualized learning environments, more attention from the teachers, more authentic relationships with their peers, less social drama, if you will.
And those students will be quite diverse.
Students are coming from pretty much all around the county. Most of them are Santa Rosa. We've got some folks coming up from Petaluma and Roanoke Park. We have one student enrolled from Cloverdale. Most of them are very interested in the arts, whether it be music or photography. All of them come back to the point that they want to be in a community of learners. We're looking at starting with 35 students, and the school at full capacity will be 100.
As a charter school, the new high school is able to use a highly customized curriculum. Foster says they will be working with one that was developed in Santa Clara.
It's called the Markula curriculum, character-based literacy, and it's thematic-driven. So each of our semesters will have an ethics-based theme, and all of our lesson plans and activities will be tied to that. The first one that we're going to be using is responsibility requires action. That's the broad theme, and then underneath that is the theme of ownership. So it could be tied to the history curriculum looking at slavery and civil rights. It could be tied to issues of immigration. Another one is courage requires restraint.
Two teachers have been hired to carry all this out. Alyssa Dossett comes from a small charter school in Marin, while Brian Burke has come out of retirement as a teacher and principal. The Arts and Ethics Academy is part of the Santa Rosa School District, but will not be locating on any existing school campus. Instead, Foster says it will make its initial home at the CHOPS Teen Center in Santa Rosa, which offers a wealth of facilities to support their curriculum.
There's a recording studio there. We will have a strong radio journalism component. There's an art studio there. There's a kitchen. We've got a project where the students will be putting on events, and each will have their own bank account and tie that into the math curriculum. We'll be partnering with a local bank to teach them about finance, you know, how to take care of credit.
It has taken 5 years for the Arts and Ethics Academy to grow from a dream to a fledgling reality, Foster says. Now the real work is about to begin.